We good? Live?
No, sir, not yet. It's just the intro music that's playing right now.
Do we need to read the disclaimer?
Okay.
You can. Yeah. It's not necessarily required because it's inside of the bio of the title. It's in the bio of the title.
Maybe know we're ready.
Is one mic good?
Check.
Normally I use that one, but I like our sound on this one.
Check.
It's one interpretation, man.
Ya venía el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento. La Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento. No te pierdas en doctrina como viento. Estudia y ora y aplica. Tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita. Escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelitas. Oye cómo explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida.
Tune in, it's the power hour. Learn your family history, don't be a coward. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said, learn your family history, don't be a coward. Yeah, it's the power hour.
So it's predominantly a school.
Yeah. But I have a certain visit I'm taking to. I speak Spanish.
About to start, sir. He's coming up right now. You love.
All right. Shalom. This is the Power Hour here in Arizona. Coming at you, my officer Izakar. With me is Officer
Caleb. So just Sarisha.
Okay, all praises. We got another Power Hour for y'all coming at you live. All praise to the Most High. We've thought about this because we're going over it this morning. One of the biggest things I think we deal with as people, and when I say people as Black and Hispanics, Native Americans, is vainglory.
That's right.
Vainglory. So that's what we're going to go over today. We've seen it in a lot of things and how we mature and we grow as people too, because a lot of times people don't have no understand that they have it on them.
That's right.
They don't have that. There's the accountability for men is typically not there because we tend to be very selfish as people.
True.
Because nobody ever helped us out or nobody was there. So we tend to be kind of like, you can't tell me because I'm my own man.
I got mine. You got to get yours.
Yeah. So it's kind of like at the end of the day, you really have to understand that guess what? We better, and I've said this before, I got this from a man and he was facts. Anytime that men have strived or have did anything big, it's always because they're naturally always been part of a gang or part of a army. Mm. That's just natural in us to be unified with other men, because guess what? The talents that every individual has is not necessarily the strongest point that I have. But if you have that strong point, together we can get something.
That's right.
You know, so we got to understand that. So we're going to go ahead and start with Philippians chapter first and chapter 2, verse 1. Let's do verse 1.
This is the book of Philippians, chapter 2 and verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
This right here, where it says that you would be like-minded. Meaning our minds should be thinking the same, having the same goals and the same understanding.
Mm.
Because anything other than that is going to be what causes division, strife, vainglory. All the things that we're going to be talking about today. Give me what love is, because we got to tackle that. It's something real basic. I know in Christianity it's thrown around so much. You see it in the football games that it's John 3:16. God is love. Love God loves you. All these things that you always see, but we have to have and knock it knock it down and understand what love is according to the scripture. We can't use our own words. Do you understand that? That's the thing. Like, for example, when you go into a business, when you go into a, let's say, a organization, or you go anything, and somebody has a rule book.
Right.
Right?
Yes, sir.
That rule book has to be followed to a T. That rule book is being used as a foundation of that organization, as that whatever it is, that business, those things, everybody goes back to the rule books. That's like the same thing in the United States of America. When you go to the courtroom, everybody goes to the law books.
That's the structure.
That's the backbone of it, right? So this is what you got to understand. Again, when we go into these scriptures, we can't go with our feelings and emotions. We can't be bending the rules and stuff. It is what it is. What it right. says, that's what we're going to roll with. Okay, so this is what love is according to the Bible.
This is the book of 2 John, chapter 1 and verse 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that ye have heard from the beginning. You should walk in it.
So this is what love is. If that is, it's the commandments, the laws, nothing else. There's nothing more to it, whatever. Well, then you can't bring nothing else in it. The whole reason behind everything that happens in the Bible is because of these commandments, these laws, these structures, this order. That's it. So let's go back and let's read that verse 2 and understand what that love is talking about, that same love that we're supposed to have.
This is the book of Philippians, chapter 2 and verse 2. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
One accord and one mind. What towards what? The commandments. That's it. That's the whole message of this Bible, is to have that one mind and come back in unity as the 12 tribes under the commandments. But read.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves.
Pull up these words that I got in the definitions. That let's do strife, because you got to understand in the scriptures, these words are not just meaningless words. They have a meaning behind them. We have to understand what it is. Go ahead and read that.
This is a Google definition of strife: angry or bitter disagreement over fundamental issues. Conflict, strife within the community.
Put that little arrow down for me. So you got these things that you have: the discord, the conflict, disagreements. These things are typically found in our people when we have, and mostly in the family too. That's why families separate. Oh, I haven't talked to my aunt in a long time. I haven't talked to my parents, or I haven't talked to this. Why? Because there's some kind of disagreement. There's some kind of argument. There's something. There's some bad blood, I would say. Bad blood. And the opposite saying what? Harmony and peace, right? Those things that are totally opposite of them. That's what we, you know, y'all gonna, we're going to go over peace and understand what peace is according to the Bible. And it's going to go back to what we're talking about. But this is something that we're trying not to let nothing be done through strife and vainglory. Give me vainglory.
Because if y'all both have the Bible, where's the disagreement at?
Yep. If you both going by the same rule book, you can't go. That's why it's very more importantly in the body, but also when it comes down to the family, all the way down to the marriage.
That's right.
You know, because you can't have a family without that marriage. You can't have that.
This is the definition of vainglory. Is that Google?
Yep.
Okay. Vainglory: inordinate pride in oneself or one's achievement. Excessive vanity.
So when you become that one person, that it's almost a selfishness, because you start to be about you, putting something out. Let me show myself before anybody else showing there, or you want to be the first, right? Even if you for 100%, you know you're not the best, but you don't want to. If they see me first, they're gonna think that I'm the origin. I'm the one that did it. I'm it. This is it. Nobody, anybody else that comes after me, they just copied me.
HNIC.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you know what I mean? So we got to really understand that, and that's why in this particular walk that we are walking as a nation, we have to understand that we as people all are blessed with gifts. Are put through certain things in life and certain things that we've walked through, that we've seen, whether it be an experience in the world, the corporate world, military, whether it be in education, whatever you, or in the streets too. There's people that have a lot. Ever heard that street smarts and book smarts,
mm-hmm.
right? Some people are blessed with both. And some places, if you just, you know what, I know the street smart, but I can understand that. So when you're around, you link up with these other people, you understand, like, okay, I see what he has, and that sometimes you type to be like, you know what, this guy is smarty pants, or this guy is trying to go against me. But sometimes, guess what, these guys just know more, and they sit down, and they might not have the things that you have,
right.
And you got to link together to take care of each other, you know what I mean? So let's go. Let's continue reading. Let's read 3 again.
So this is Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself.
That thing is esteeming better than each other is what? When you see those things in other brothers, when you see those things that they can do, they're doing better than you, esteem that brother. Let them know, hey, I'm thankful for you for being here because you're doing a good job. And guess what? I can't do as great as you. And now I know why you're here and why these things are being done. You know what I mean? And this takes a lot of time with people waiting for their office.
Right.
Because we get a lot of novice, a lot of newcomers that get, oh, put me in, coach. Let me do this. Let me do that. Like, hold up. You know, and it happens to everything. You know, even when you come from a experience from another, let's say another company,
mm-hmm.
or something that you're going into, you might know a lot of things, but guess what? You go in a different environment. So sometimes you got to humble yourself at the beginning so they can see your talents.
Right.
You know, they see, why did they hire this guy? I don't know why they hired this guy. This guy's new or whatever. And then all of a sudden he shows up and you got to use that brother as using in the office that he can, but after a while, you're like, oh, you know what? His brother does know this and does that.
Sure.
But when you try to go in there not wanting to learn anything, humble yourself down there, mm-hmm. you're never going to be part of that company. You're never going to be coming that one mile core. You're not going to reach the same goals as the company, right? Did you have something?
No, keep going.
Okay. Let's get that video. I want to show something. What video did we have first?
The first one is the David Ruffin video from The Temptations.
Yeah, maybe that David Ruffin gets to that point because, I mean, a lot of times you got to know, like, for example, on a football team, you know, everybody grows up, I think, a football team. And they grow up, you know, everybody grows up, I think. I hear a little echo.
Yeah.
And they grow up, you know, everybody grows up. There's an up,
echo in my headphones.
I hear a little echo.
There's an echo in my head.
I hear a little echo.
Yes, sir. I'm fixing that for you.
So what's going on in the football team, everybody wants to be a quarterback, right?
Because
quarterback gets all the headliners. They get everyone wants to talk to them. They're making the connection through the ball, whether it be for the quarter, whether it be the wide receiver, whether it be the tight end, whether it be the running back. They're making that contact. They're giving them the ball, and they look at the one they shine. If they catch that ball, they still getting the shine. You understand?
Can I get something else? Because what you said about the company, like if you go to a new company, you may have a skill,
uh-huh.
but let them call on you to do that, right?
Yep.
So Proverbs 25 and verse 6.
Yeah, I'll praise
it. Just to get on what he said about that.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 25 and verse 6.
Come on. So when you first come into the body, come on.
Put not forth thyself in the presence of the king.
Uh-huh.
And stand not in the place of great men.
Where you come into the great men, hey, put me in the game. Do this. I got skill from the world, so just put me in the game right now. Go ahead.
For better it is.
Is better what?
For better it is that it be said unto thee, come up either.
They tell you, they call on you, then you to just put yourself up there like you that guy already. Come on.
Then thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of the prince.
And they be like, okay, then they embarrass you. Because you come here, you may have scared, like, brother, sit down, because you got to work on your spirit. You're not humble enough yet. So don't just come up, don't assume that authority like that. That's what he was going into. I just want to add that.
Okay, I'll pray this. That's a good point. You, when you come in and you're called, like, for example, brothers that come, you might come from another school. And you might do a lot of work over there, but guess what? I always tell brothers, if you're going to move, hey, I'll praise this. If you got to move for this or whatever and everything, the Most High is still going to use you. But you got to understand, you're going in. They don't know you.
Right.
We know you here. We know your works. You know where we can place you. We know your spirit. So we know we can use you. When you get over there, you're literally, I don't care what rank you are, you're going in as a member or a soldier, even if you got a higher rank, because you're going to have to be proven. Unless you got something already and they just plug you right into something and you already been rolling good on that office or whatever. But other than that, they probably have somebody already fulfilling that office. So it's kind of like, hey, you're going to have to be patient, either develop another skill or have these things. So it's going to set you back, which sometimes is a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. You know what I mean? So, but I always recommend, if you're trying to leave a certain situation because you don't get the shine, right?
Right.
There's some people like that. They're like, I'm not leaving here because brothers don't appreciate me. They ain't looking at me. They ain't seeing my skill. They ain't seeing how much work I do. And they're using that vainglory because they want to be seen of men.
Right. That's doing it like you pulled this scripture in Philippians. You're doing something through vainglory. That's the purpose you're doing it.
So that's what it is. So go ahead and put that video. We're gonna see this smart. I think a lot of Jake saw this movie. It's real popular. I know it's a very popular movie.
Baby. Flynn, or whatever your name is, you need a glove. Okay, Dave.
Dave, was there a timestamp when they start talking a little bit?
Sunshine. Why don't you take that little sunshine along with you?
And leave, right?
Shoving up your damn nose.
Go back, son. Go back, son.
I don't need as much rehearsal. It's so many folks. That's the other day, huh? I don't think I can get any better, though.
That ain't the way I see it.
Go back just a little bit more. Oh, yeah. He says.
Don't be friends.
Right there.
Good friend.
Boy, Norman just kept whipping us the other day, huh? I don't think I can get any better, though.
That ain't the way I see it.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and pause right there. Pause, because he said something. He said, that's a spirit ahead. If you always think I don't think I can get any better, your spirit is off. That means you say you Christ.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You say you Christ. You say, cause you, if you have the spirit, he's saying I can't get any better.
That's dangerous.
That's a dangerous thing, because guess what? We always room for improvement. I don't care what you're doing, whether it be a worldly thing, whether it be singing, whether it be other, there's always something to be doing. If you have to humble yourself so you can grow to that next level all the time. Go ahead and play.
Well, for one, you missed a very important meeting. Not to mention a last few sessions. I'm not even going to count the rehearsals. And it's probably because of all this crap you keep shoving up your damn nose.
Well, maybe I don't need as much rehearsal as some other folks. David, just can't go on. But you...
Thank you.
Hey, officer, I just wanted to make a point on that, too. That's like when brothers say, oh, I don't need to come to camp one-on-one.
Oh.
I know the cadences. I know the marches.
Yeah, you're in the spirit. You said same thing. I was thinking that.
Got the same, dude.
Go ahead and put pause, because we got to talk about that. Because when... There's always an opportunity to be with your brother, and you can be with your brother and share the experience that you have, especially brothers that have been here for a while, or even guess what, you got another year than another brother. You got a responsibility to teach that next generation. You have the responsibility. You are your brother's keeper to guide them. And so once you are here within the body and you're consistent with the body, what's going to happen is you're going to avoid your brother to stumble where he doesn't need to stumble, because you've already stumbled in that position.
Right.
Right. And when you tell them and they're in the spirit and they accept the counsel, then it's where there's safety. Like the scripture says, where there's counsel, there's safety. That's where that safety comes in. Go ahead and play.
That's right, Otis. Whatever you say, Otis.
Now, David, it's like this. Now, either you're going to straighten up or we're letting you go. You all right with that?
I'll miss you. But not if you're hurting the group.
Hurting the group? I'm the best thing that ever happened to this damn group.
You thought he's indispensable.
Group. Y'all ain't stupid. I'm the one selling the records. They coming to see me.
They coming to see the Temptations.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. You wish you could work it the way I do. But you can't. Because there is only one David Ruffin. And without him, the Temps ain't nothing but a group in search of a David Ruffin. As a matter of fact, I've been thinking, we should call the group David Ruffin and the Temptations. Yeah, that sounds good to me. You're begging me not to leave you. And I refuse to let you go. Yeah, David Ruffin and the Temptations. What do you say?
That ain't never gonna happen. Yeah, I'm going.
Fellas, you know I'm just kidding, right? Come on, you know me. You know I always be kidding. Yo, fellas, we successful now. Lighten up. You too uptight. Enjoy the fruits. I'm gonna see you at rehearsal.
And then you pause it. And you see how he trying to act like he was playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Can I get Matthew 12? Let me get that real quick. Because after somebody speaks something like that, you got to take heed of that, brother.
Yeah.
So watch this, Matthew 12. And I think it's 36 out of the abundance of the heart. Verse 36.
This is the book of Matthew, chapter 12, and verse 36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak.
No. 34.
Verse 34. O generation of vipers.
Uh-huh.
How can ye, being evil, speak good things?
Come on.
For out of the abundance of the heart.
Out of the abundance of your mind.
The mouth speaketh.
That's how he really feels. That's why he said that. That was in his mind. I'm better. They coming to see me. I'm selling all the records. It's not just you. He told him it's a group.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And remember what he said. I like that point where he said, hey, Otis, he said, I'm going to miss you.
Right.
But I mean, you got to go.
Right.
He said, you got to go.
If you're hurting the group.
If you're hurting the group. Because guess what? Their mind was about the group.
Right.
Meaning, when you brothers are about the body, about the nation, when brothers are thinking of leaving, or when brothers are saying, oh, I don't know about these guys, man. These guys doing me wrong with this, whatever. And you want to leave? Hey, bro, at the end of the day, if you're going to leave, hey, I'm going to miss you, bro. But guess what? I'm gonna keep it pushing. I'm gonna keep it pushing because what I understand is bigger than me. Is bigger than one person of the body. Is bigger than anything that I can do or I can't do.
Hey, officer, just say those who fear the Lord will lead their friendship aright.
Yep.
So you know if you're that type of brother that's having those thoughts about leaving because somebody corrected you over something small, you're not rolling in the right spirit, but that person who went to them, they just trying to keep that friendship in the fear of the Lord.
Yep. And that's the thing, man. Always, you got to understand that this thing is bigger than us. It's bigger than one person because this is a nation. We all can save it. It's not one salvation. It's everybody. Give me the Proverbs 6 and 16. And we'll read to 19. We're going to understand what the Most High hates. So we saw right here firsthand what how people highly think itself. He said, what is the other thing that he said? He said,
I don't think I can get any better.
Yeah, I don't think I can get better. And he said something else right after that. He said, what was it?
I'm the best thing that ever happened to this
group. Yeah, I'm the best thing that ever happened to this group. You come in there, guess what? He wanted to put his name. It's like me saying, this is Israel United in Christ. Oh, it's Officer Issachar and Israel United in Christ.
Right.
What kind of thing is that?
Right.
You're trying to put somebody's name above what our mission is.
Mark,
that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to kill that, you know? So go ahead.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 6 and verse 16. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren.
That's the biggest one right there, the discord. You show with discord among brethren. Because when you start doing those things, what's the other steps you're going to do? You're going to start lying about other brothers, lying about situations. You're going to start even shedding blood among other brothers. That's a street thing right there. Guess what? That's the whole thing when we're in the streets. Remember the gangs and stuff? What happened? Oh, guess what? I don't like the way they're doing this, so I'm going to take them out because this is my block. Or they still in my corners, so I can sell drugs. I got to take them out.
I'm going to be the leader now.
Yeah, I'm going to be the head nigga in charge. This is the mindset of the street mentality that we have when we're out there. Go ahead.
I was gonna say with the gangs, you know, the gang come up to you and say, "Hey, bro, why you rode on the ops by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you out there trying to be the HNIC, thinking you can take them all out by yourself." And that just goes to show we have that spirit to where we want to be in order, but we just have like that vainglory and that strife that we got to work out within ourselves.
Yep.
And like with the sowing discord among brethren. Remember when the dude, the leader, because Otis is the leader of the group, he said, Blue, what you think about this? So that leadership could correct somebody or they put somebody out. And you go talk to this brother. How you feel about that? Yeah. That's sowing discord among brethren. Because you don't agree with what the leadership bringing out. So now you're trying to get this brother. See how you feel about that. You like how they did that?
Right. Yeah.
And that's how it starts right there.
Yeah. Yeah, and at the end of the day, guess what? You can roll with leadership. You're gonna have that 1 mile court. Even if it's your buddy, it's your friend or whatever. At the end of the day, you're gonna be like, you know what? What leadership said, we gotta roll with it because I trust that counsel is not based off just a flesh. It's based off the experience the men have had and the understanding of the scripture. That's what it's based off of.
And who set the man up? God set your leadership up. So you don't trust in God at that point.
All day. Remember, I mean, when what's that one movie that Paid in Full?
Mm-hmm.
Remember what he did? He killed his own friend at the end.
Rico.
Yeah. He ended up killing his own friend, right?
It's crazy you bring that out, officer, because they was just talking about that on Captain Mattathias class this morning.
Same topic. Yeah, that's the same thing. That's the same spirit. That's the same spirit where you take out your own buddy because you want to be the head nigga in charge.
That's what Korah wanted to do in the scriptures. He said, Moses, we all righteous.
Yeah.
You don't need to be the leader no more. Yeah. We got it. We can hold it down.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Read that last 20 again. No, it was 19 of it.
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 19. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren.
This is something that the Most High hates. He hates because that's, and this, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go to the name. We are Israel united in Christ.
Bring it out.
That's right.
Meaning the unity has to be there to be in Christ.
Yes, sir.
Understand. That's why people talk about us that we are a hate group. They talk about us that we are separatists, and we also the biggest thing with us, why don't we link up with other Israelite groups, Israelite groups. Why don't we link up with them? Why don't we unite with them? Because there's a discord there in the scriptures.
Right.
There's a division there where they believe other doctrines.
Right.
We can't have that. This ain't no buddy-buddy, let's cook a backyard barbecue. This ain't that kind of thing. We rolling an army mindset here. We rolling in a mindset where we're pushing the understanding of the scriptures and the understanding of the laws. That's what we're pushing. That's what we're guiding to a nation. We come back to an organized nation. Okay.
It's one point like on that sow of discord, right? Mm-hmm. You see how I say sow? Like you sow a seed. You can sow a seed in a man's mind where I don't like how this Officer 20 did that. Yeah. And now he's looking at him evil because you sowed a little tiny seed and it just started springing up in him. Mm-hmm. He started looking at him evil and it wasn't even facts what you came to him with. It was just you were sowing discord, that division.
Yep. And this is what we're supposed to be doing. Give me the Romans 16 and 17. This is what we're supposed to be doing because this clip that we saw, we're going to watch another one like it right quick.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 16 and verse 17. Mm-hmm. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine.
So we're going to have to mark these brothers, right? We're going to say that brother is showing discord. That brother right there is, guess what, showing division.
Mm.
What? And do what?
Contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them.
And avoid them, meaning we're going to set them aside. It's the same thing as other guys. Guess what? You're trying to be an individual person in this group where, guess what, it's not all about you. Everybody does have you might have the voice.
Right.
You might be in the front line. But at the end of the day, the work can't be done without everybody in the background.
Bring it up.
You know, you ever go into a orchestra where you see the stage, the main stage and everything, and you see the person singing or the performance being done, and it's like, wow, you know what I mean? You excitement there. But guess what? Down in the pits, guess what? There's a whole orchestra there.
Right.
There's a whole people that come in unity to bring everything together. So you got to understand there's always the back ground that's being doing all the work.
That's right.
You know, it all comes together in one performance. You got to understand that all these things, and that's why we're going to go into the one body, too. Go ahead.
Sure.
Oh, they had something. Go ahead and show that video.
Yeah, I mean, there was something I wanted to add to it.
Go ahead.
Sirach, chapter 10 and verse 13. Start at verse 12, because, you know, his disposition, when you look at the way he's talking, was a very prideful disposition. And if we go back to that definition of vainglory,
okay,
it says inordinate pride in oneself or one's achievement.
Right.
And this is what this right here is talking about when you read it in
Sirach chapter 10 and verse 12. The beginning of pride is when one departed from God.
So in his situation, you know, we're just talking about that video right there.
Mm-hmm.
He was departed from the group.
That's right.
Right? Because there, it's a unit that is operating together. But he's like, in his pride, let me be the group and then you. But not together. Go ahead.
And his heart is turned away from his maker.
Go ahead.
For pride is the beginning of sin, and he that have it shall pour out abomination.
And that's what happened right there. You know, because of his prideful disposition, now he's outside of that group. Got kicked out.
Yeah, I'll pray this. You seen that in the spirit. Do we get the next video? Yeah, the next video. Do we get this fine? Time stamps.
Good morning. Good morning to music. Good morning and welcome to Atlanta A&T University Marching Band Training. The next 2 weeks will be your introduction and possibly induction into a great marching band legacy. If you're here, it's because you believe in musicianship. If you're here, it's because you believe in Coltrane, Miles Davis, Stevie Wonder, and the elements known as earth, wind, and fire. If you are here, it is because you have a fervent, unequivocal belief in teamwork. And if you wish to remain here, you better start believing in being on time. You. Who is your roommate?
Devin. Miles. Sir.
Eyes front.
Go ahead. Stop right now. Stop. No, go. Move it a little bit more. That way you can see him right quick. Because already in the... yeah, I already saw something in the spirit already. Go ahead. Right there. Pause. What do you see different? That brother already showing a discord with what they're doing. And he wearing a black shirt. Everybody else is wearing a white shirt.
Brothers do that at camp, MOV too.
They do it at MOV. They want to they want to be special and different. But instead of looking at your neighbor and saying, okay, gold fringes, okay, Bulon fringes, 2 inches, okay, ribbon of blue, okay, they want to use a different color.
We ain't forget about the sisters with the hair wraps. Yep. I'm the baddest one in the room. Let me have this special hair wrap for me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what we had to do, all that stuff. They want to put beads. They want to do stuff. Yeah. And you know what? At the end of the day, I understand. Women always want to be different, bro. I'm telling you, man, if we showed up with the same pairs of shoes, me and my boy, man, we would be the happiest brothers. And they're like, oh, man, you got the same shoes? Because we got one mind, one accord.
Right.
You like the same stuff I do? All praises. That's good.
Right.
But let us, another sister, wear the same dress at prom.
Right.
Hey, officer.
Ooh, she be mad.
Essentially, you know, in the world, from a worldly perspective, you esteeming each other higher than yourself.
Yep.
You show up in the same thing. You're like, oh, snap, bro, you fresh.
Yep.
But like you said with the sisters, nah, that's strife right there.
Yeah.
That be hating on me. She knew I was about to wear this.
Yeah. I wanted to shine, and you didn't let me shine. Now, you know, we can't shine together.
That's a sick mind.
Yeah, go ahead and push play.
Good, Mr. Miles. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, sir. Why was he late? Guess he always collapsed.
Well, why didn't you wake him?
I'm not his mother, sir.
Hey, can you stop it? Hey, what did Cain say when God asked him? I mean, what did Cain say when he asked him about his brother? What did Cain say when God asked him about his brother? He said, am I my brother's keeper?
Yep.
That's not my job. That's not my responsibility.
Yep.
Same spirit, bro, rolling there. Go ahead.
I asked Mr. Miles why his roommate was late. He says he guesses he overslept. I asked, why didn't you wake him? And he says he is not his mother. Section leaders, what is our concept?
One band, one sound.
One band, one sound. When one of us is late, we are all late. When one of us looks or sounds bad, we all look and sound bad. So what's the concept?
One band, one sound.
Now I want 10 laps from all those who are not there.
That
roommate's
mama.
Court.
Can I get something real quick,
Ross?
Yeah.
You got something? I don't know. Is that we done with the video?
Yeah, that was the end of that.
That was it? That was done? Okay, we can
yes,
get
sir,
on that
that's
one.
It.
Oh, 1 Corinthians 10:24.
Okay, I'll praise.
About that spirit the brother was from. He said, I'm not his mother, sir. Mm-hmm. It's about me, because that's that same vainglory. I'm self-absorbed in myself. So watch this.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, and verse 24.
Come on.
Let no man seek his own.
Where's this about you? Don't seek your own. Just my welfare. Go ahead.
But every man another's wealth.
No, it's like, other man, another's wealth. You should be worried about your brother, not just you. Worried about his welfare, his well-being. So that's the spirit that brother wasn't rolling in.
Yep.
Hey, that's that for Philippians 2 and 4 as well.
Right.
Yep. Give me... 12, say in the same book, 12 and let's do 12. 12. It's the same thing he was just talking about. You understand that whatever, if your brother's rich, you're rich.
Right.
And that, and I'm not talking about a carnal mind, you know what I mean? I'm talking about a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these prophets that are being woken up, that come out of nowhere. You just say, wow, wow, did you hear this, teacher? You hear this? How long have you been with us? Wow. These are prophets being woken up again. Just like you understand that Christ was 33 years old, right? His ministry really didn't start. I mean, he got noticed when he was in his teens, but when he was around 30, that's when his ministry started going out. People were saying, who's this guy?
Right.
He never learned in our ministries. He didn't learn this. How does he know more than we know?
Right.
They were dumbfounded because guess what? The Spirit of the Most High was rolling with him. Go ahead.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12.
Freedom!
For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles.
Stop, because I got to clear that up. Whether we be Jews and Gentiles, that's talking about the Southern and Northern Kingdom.
Bring it out.
Meaning the blacks and Hispanics and Native Americans, because we've always been in what? We haven't been in unity. We haven't been keeping these commandments. We've been in other religions, somewhere else. This is talking about the Jews, which is the Southern Kingdom, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and the Gentiles that were scattered around the earth, which are the ten tribes. Okay? Read.
Whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one, for the body is not one member, but many. Mm. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body?
Stop. When brothers always say, like, oh, man, the hand's getting all the shine, how come I'm not getting the shine, or how come I'm not in that light?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's doing that work, and guess what? He's always doing these and stuff. I'm telling you, a lot of times I let brothers go and do things, certain things, and sometimes because they have better skills. They sound better. They got better words, better speech. You know what I mean? And these brothers are I put them up in the light because they've been trained, and they put certain things, and all the leadership, they see these things. Isn't that, these brothers are handpicked a lot of times to be in that light. That's why you got to be preparing your spirit to be in that thing. And it's not always that you have to be the one in the front line to be seen so you can get recognition from the Most High. The Most High knows what you're doing. He knows what these parts of these bodies are being done each and every day. He knows, remember that scripture, what's that scripture about everything done in the secret? You know what I'm talking about? When you do stuff in secret?
Yes, sir. I was just...
Is that Matthew 6?
Yes, sir. Yes, prayer? Sir.
Let's get that right quick, because you got to understand that everything that you're doing, the more most are going to reward you openly.
Book of Matthew, chapter 6, in verse 1.
Freedom!
Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly.
So this is talking about tithe, but this is also talking about everything you're doing on your own. You're studying, you're watching videos, you're becoming, you taking the time to fast when you, not only just like on voluntary fast, but on the days that you're fasting.
Right.
Things that you're doing that you understand that, guess what, I got to work on myself. I got to work on these things for the body. I got to work on these things that orders have been given out. All these things are very important to do, because guess what? I'm going to be open, rewarded openly. But you're not going to be doing it as it says, what? To see it among men. Hey, look at me.
Right.
Hey, let me put this up on the Telegram and show everybody what I've been doing.
Right.
Or let me put this up on Facebook or on social media so they know I'm about this work. Go ahead. What would you say?
That's the exact opposite of what these Christian pastors be doing. Like, they don't follow that. Everything that leadership has been bringing out is showing examples of how they're doing things before men to be seen.
Yep. The scripture goes on going to praying. They're doing things on TV. The whole the tongues thing too.
Right.
The shabbat, whatever, you know, catching the Holy Ghost. Those things, they want to show those things that, man, they must be in the spirit because look how much time he talked in a different tongue. No, that's not of God.
Like what you brought up with the alms officer, like it's not just talking about money. It's talking about alms deeds. If you remember about Tabitha, she had many alms deeds. That's the works you're doing.
Yep.
Can I give one scripture? Philippians 2:12 about doing something in secret or you doing it for man, for you can get the praise. I want the pat on the back. I want the recognition. I want the stamp. I want the cake, the crown, all that to come with it. Come on.
This is the book of Philippians, chapter 2 and verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not in my presence only.
That's the part I wanted. Not as in my presence only, not when just men around. They have a saying in the world. The true measure of a man isn't what he does when somebody's around. It's what he does when no one's watching.
That's right.
That's what it's about. That's the integrity, and I'm doing things unto the Lord. I want to praise some God in the end, not right now. Read it one more time.
Verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed,
uh-huh,
not as in my presence only.
That's what he's telling you. Don't be in that spirit where you just obeying while you around me. You are Israelite today on the Sabbath. Go ahead.
But now much more in my absence.
What did he say?
But now much more in my absence.
When nobody's around. That's all I wanted on this.
Yes, sir.
All praise you. This is that one brother when same thing with what, you know, those who have been managers or part of bosses, you know who's working, who's not working. You show up to the thing and everybody, they always work with a hammer, you know, they're trying to do something or that, but you understand, but guess what? At the end of the day, you look at what work got done. So meaning, guess what? The only time that I walked out to the shop or walked out to the area where you're supposed to be working, you acted like you were working, but your job didn't get done.
Right.
That's why it's very important. Guess what? You got to understand that the Most High's eyes are 10,000 brighter than the sun. That he's always watching you, what you're doing. He understands what your deepest thoughts are and how you're rolling in the spirit. So, and sometimes, guess what? You reel with yourself. You say, guess what? I got the spirit of vainglory.
Right.
I got the spirit of strife. I got the spirit of discord. Most High, you got to deal with me.
Right.
Let me humble myself. Let me be in the spirit. Let me show that, guess what? Something, this thing is bigger than me. Then I'm going to come and I'm going to forgive my brother if I felt offended or if I try to offend a brother. Because guess what? We got to keep it pushing and moving. That's those things. You got to humble yourself down. A lot of brothers, they have it. They recognize it, whether through classes, through spirit, or as something just starts brewing in them, you
right.
know, because somebody did them wrong or because they didn't get recognized for something small that they did. Those things, you got to understand this thing. But guess what? The Most High's eyes are 10,000 brighter than the sun. That is saying that, guess what? He's going to see your sin, but he's also going to see your good works.
Right, and if you keep doing it, you never acknowledge it. The problem, like you said, it takes humility to look at yourself and really see, this is what's wrong with me, and acknowledge it to God and repent about it. Like you said, also.
Yep, I'll pray. Do we finish? Go back to 1 Corinthians 10?
Yes, sir.
12 and?
Verse 16. Verse 16.
How far do we go? Is 16?
We have 16 right now.
Okay.
Verse 16. And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling?
See, this is the example. Going back to, like, you know, the orchestra and then the what is that movie that we just saw, Drumline? When you become, sometimes you have the smallest, lowest sounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't really get recognized. Usually the trumpets and the, you know, the higher pitch.
The drums.
Yeah. So a lot of times what happens is it makes us, it all comes to complete to the same sound. You know what I mean? So you got to understand that, guess what? You are there, but you might not be noticed on there, but your job is just as important as somebody that's doing something higher. But it might be, guess what? They might be getting a notice more because they're louder, but guess what? At the end of the day, you still, the Most High knows that you had your foot to make it complete, right? Jump to
25.
This is 25.
Or 25.
Oh, what you have on 20? What you see on 20? Go ahead. Yeah, clear that up. Go ahead.
Verse 20. But now are they many members, yet but one body.
Okay, so yeah, going the same thing. Everybody has their part, but we all have to move like one body, one mind. Go ahead and do 25.
To verse 25. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another.
Dang. The same care.
Need to drop the bomb
thing. It's the same. Right. The same thing. We're just like that clip that they're watching. What did they say? One band, one sound.
That's right.
We got to roll with that one sound.
Yes, sir.
We can't be. It can't. You ever hear some like a little kid play piano? It's just like ring down, ding, 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 ding. Like it sounds different.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody try to play a drum, they don't know how to play an instrument. Or somebody try to play. Or even this, when you play two different sounds of music at the same time. And it's just like, it's horrible. It's not flowing right. That's not the sound that we're looking for. Go ahead and read.
Verse 26. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it.
Hey, go ahead.
I wanted to say something on that. Remember David Ruffin in the movie? He said, maybe I don't need as much practice as other folks. You're supposed to suffer with them and build them up. What about you build them up then? Get them to your level.
Yeah.
You know you that good, so you should be the first one there so everybody can get right and get to your level.
Yeah.
And get better.
And maybe you have an ear for music and somebody doesn't have an ear, but they have the talent for it. So if you hear something out of chorus, like, hey, you know what? Try this.
Right.
Try this. Tweak a little bit. You're doing right, but you can do it a little bit better if you just do this.
Right.
That's how it is when we're around the men. The men lift each other up. They talk. Correct here and correct there, and guess what? We only become better.
Hey, like what you said about a orchestra officer. Even when you look at a movie, right? Mm-hmm. It says when they first come on, it says starring this person, starring that person. But that's not the whole movie.
Yep.
If they was okay, if you just had the actor, can he do a movie by himself? Nope. That's why you have a supporting cast. Mm-hmm. Then when you got the credits, you see everybody that took part in this program right there.
Yep.
Same with the body. We got many members here.
But all together. Read that last part again.
Verse 27?
Yeah, 26.
26. Verse 26. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it.
Hmm.
Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. That's it.
So... Yeah, I was going to understand because he was speaking the same thing. I'm guaranteed that that's where they got it from the scriptures.
Right.
They got the same thing.
Yes.
You mean a lot of people have that understanding that they understand that we have to come. We ain't going to do this separately. We can't come. We can't start. And Ivy starts speaking and then a whole group comes in late. And I'm like, well, I have to kind of repeat what I have to say. Now we got to stay longer. And. You know, it's just a mess up. Everything has to be decently in order. We got a little bit of time left. Give me Ephesians 4 and 1. Ephesians 4 and 1.
This is a book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 1.
Freedom!
Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal. Knowing that ye also have a master in heaven.
You said Ephesians?
Yeah. That's...
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1.
Freedom!
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye will walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
So you got to know why you're called. You got to know you're called. And guess what? Every man in here that starts with us, has to what? Start, and we prove a friend, right? Like you got to try the spirit by the spirit, right? Because I remember when we coming up, we get brothers giving a flyer and they show up or whatever. A lot of times it's a revolving door. This ain't for them. They just trying it out.
Right.
They think they can be here and just play church sometimes. But then when they see the work needs to be done, they're like, I'm stepping out the back door because I ain't trying to get that involved. Like, I'm excited. I'm an Israelite. But guess what? When it comes to like putting a little more work, man, I got other things to do. Football season's coming up. Mm-hmm. Baseball season's coming up. Oh man, I got too many things that I do after hours. I can't be rolling with y'all. Okay, so this is very important. Go ahead.
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
So this is what it's showing you. This it takes time. It's not overnight, right? Read
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
Then the bond of peace. Is that word again? That peace, right? Give me the definition of peace. I think they have it on there. Give me the definition of peace, because I wanted you to see something. Because we always say that we typically read ourselves with what? Shalom, right? Shalom. Right. Go ahead and drop that down too. Yeah. So go ahead and read that.
Peace. Freedom from disturbance. Tranquility.
Okay, so you got calmness. You got quiet. Where is it? Go down a little bit. Go. Let me read it. Harmony. Oh, there it is. Right there. Is this number second one?
You want me to read? Oh.
Which one?
Number two.
Mm-hmm. Used peace. Use as in...
No. Number two. A state.
A state or period in which there is no war or a war has ended.
We are in war right now, brothers. We are in a war right now. So that peace is going to be what? Start with what? The law. Right there. First thing it says, law and order. We are practicing these laws and orders right now at this time. Why? So we can end this war.
Right.
The Bible says that, guess what? That we weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So we continue to be what? Building ourselves in the scriptures so we can continue to get that law and order. So this war that we are battling with our minds and with the world is going to come to peace. Go ahead.
Can I read something for you? Or can I bring up something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Psalm 119, 165 about the peace. Because even when you looked at the David Ruffin scene, it wasn't no peace there because he didn't know no law. He didn't have no order. Watch this.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 165. Great peace have
what?
They which
what
love thy law.
What did he say?
Great peace have they which love thy law.
When you're rolling in the law, the laws of God, you're not going to look at your brother, oh, I'm better than him, because you keeping the laws of God. You know that let me not look on my own things, but every man another's wealth. So that's why you need the law, so you can get rid of that Negro spirit where it's all about me.
Yep, that's right. So I remember we always said that we all, us men, if you out at home and you ain't with nobody, you ain't doing nothing, nobody's accountable for you, you try to run away from older men in your life that tell you certain things, or you get irritated when people tell you what to do, guess what? We've always been in gangs and in armies.
Right.
Our natural spirit has to be that we have to unify,
right,
and guess what? Keep ourselves accountable. When you ain't doing something right, somebody comes down and they tell you something. That's why I fear for men that are on top, and guess what? Ain't nobody looking out for them. When they start to get away from stuff, that's a scary thing, because guess what? Nobody's keeping them in check.
True.
And a lot of times they try to hide. They try to keep themselves closed, so they guess what? They don't get checked. Nobody checks them on these things. As my brother likes to say, they don't like you. They don't want you to hit them right between the eyes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
All right.
Because it's like, you know what? After somebody tells you, keeps it a buck, and keeps it real with you, then you're like, dang, this brother right here, he like really hurting me. Like he hurt my feelings, because there's supposed to be some change in your life. Either you're gonna run away, you're gonna be like, you know what? Thank you, brother, because you come with me at 100%, and you're telling me what real talk is, and you're correcting me. That's very important, because at the end of the day, if the brothers that humble themselves when you are wrong, the man, that spirit is gonna roll in that way. We are out of time. How much time we got? Are we done right now?
Yes, sir. It's been a little over an hour.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and close it up. Make sure y'all follow us. And y'all have anything else?
No, sir. No, sir.
All praises. So make sure y'all follow us, IUIC Arizona, on YouTube. We got Facebook. We got Twitter. We got what is that? There was a green one. I can't remember.
Spotify.
So we got Spotify. Get us on there. We got the Power Hour Plus on Wednesdays. We have the Spanish Power Hour tomorrow. On Sundays, so make sure you follow us. We also have one. If you are not an IUIC, still follow us. But we also have other schools and other states. We got people right now in Ecuador.
Yes, sir.
So we got brothers and deacons and captains out of Ecuador. So send out a prayer for them and the safety of travel, Lord. Or will they come back in one piece? And with that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
It's for the Southern Kingdom, Kwaya Sharala.
Hey, one nation.
It's for the Northern Kingdom, Bigararasa.
One nation.
It's for the Southern Kingdom, Kwaya Sharala.
Hey, one nation.
It's for the Northern Kingdom, Bigararasa.
We one nation.
It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next to kin. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, ay. And we been king since birth, ay. We put the kingdom first, ay. And they gon' get this work, ay. We was chosen, not cause we the most of the people. Few in numbers, but we over the people. We gods of this earth, we ain't supposed to be equal. Stop playing, you emotional. Motion of people, the good gotta triumph over the evil. So my foot's on the throat of the eagle. Their tongues will confess that we the people. Cause my nation ain't never been feeble. For the Southern Kingdom, Kwaya Sharala.
Hey, one nation.
It's for the Northern Kingdom, Bibararasa.
We one nation.
It's for the Southern Kingdom, Kwaya Sharala.
Hey, one nation.
It's for the Northern Kingdom, Bibararasa.
We one nation.
I can't take one step without my brothers too. Vámonos muchachos, yeah, you know there's one for you. Me gusta el arroz con pollo, tacos, chilangos, sipping on cervezas with all mi hermanos. Jude and E from that's the two kingdoms. Now we one nation over these heathens. Royalty bloodline, we be the choice vine. Better repent for you run out of time. My father gave me salt and the light, yeah. We strong in the Lord and his might, yeah. Better be careful of fire. Change all your ways or you'll be his desire, whoa. Gotta stay away from Satan changing my mind frame. Yeah, you know we dying daily, turning it up on a feast day. Put this on replay, no longer divided cause we all
one nation.
It's for the Southern Kingdom, Kwaya Sharala.
Hey, one nation.
It's for the Northern Kingdom, Bibararasa.
We one nation.
It's for the Southern Kingdom, Kwaya Sharala.
Hey, one nation.
It's for the Northern Kingdom, Bibararasa.